Hello and welcome. This recording is designed to help you find peace in the eye of the setback storm. So, using the metaphor of a storm, it's designed to help you cope, move through difficult setbacks. When we're on the anxiety recovery journey, we know that setbacks are simply part of the process. But it doesn't mean we have to suffer through them. So again, this practice is designed to help you find peace in the eye of the storm. When the winds of change are blowing, old habits are trying to reassert themselves, new symptoms arise, old thoughts return. When we're lost in the fear that's blowing all around us, again, we can always find peace in the storm the more we allow it and let it all happen. So you can use this practice when you're out and about, when you're resting, sitting down, lying down. But again, it's to help provide you some reassurance and guidance. That the setback you are currently experiencing will always pass. It's just adrenaline, just sensitization that's fueling the current negative feelings in the body, the difficult physical symptoms, the worrying thoughts, the what ifs, the obsessive thoughts, the intrusive thoughts, the thoughts of will I ever recover? Maybe feelings of fatigue. I've been here before. Am I going backwards? I thought I'd figured this all out. All normal, to be expected, unpleasant, but definitely not serious. Setbacks must be part of the journey. When we're going through the process of change and forming a new habit. Just like the weather is constantly changing, it's okay that we feel buffeted by the winds of change. When old habits try to reassert themselves, it's normal. Remember, a lot of us have been suffering for days, weeks, months, and years. So we must expect memories to pop up from time to time, old thoughts. The body's just trying to get you back to worry mode, get you back to anxiety because it's used to being hypervigilant for so many years. That's all that's happening. The more we allow the winds of change, the storm of the setback to blow all around us, the easier it is to step out of the winds and just allow it all as you rest easy in the eye of the storm. The more we enter the setback storm willingly, the more we can find peace in the eye of the storm. So, again, as you're sitting there, lying down, or going about your day, as best you can, whenever you realize your attention's focused on difficult symptoms or thoughts, feeling fatigued, perhaps some of the spiritual fatigue is coming in, feelings of despair. As best you can, just allow them. Reminding yourself this is just a temporary state to be expected and part of the journey. Just like the weather changes. On the other side of this anxiety storm, this setback, you will always find peace. Just as sometimes the sky gets cloudy, the grey clouds build up, we know there's always sunshine and warmth there on the other side. So again, the more we allow the winds, the thoughts, the symptoms to do what they need to do, to blow, to swirl, to rise up, the more we can allow that without trying to stop them, without getting involved in symptoms or thoughts, without focusing on them, just allowing them in the background as we slow down in the foreground. Just allow the body to go loose, shoulders to drop, stomach muscles to sag and go loose. Walking a bit slower, talking a bit slower. When we feel buffeted and beaten about by the storm of this setback, realizing it's all part of the bluff. It's unpleasant, it's not serious. The winds feel dangerous, but they're ultimately harmless. So we can enter willingly, knowing peace will always come. The energy fueling the current storm, the current setback, will always die down. The more we allow it, by slowing down, anchoring ourselves in the body, going loose, letting thoughts rise as we drop the shoulders, letting symptoms rage if they need to. Just letting the anxiety storm blow around you. As you anchor yourself in the eye of the storm, there's always peace in the present moment. Whenever we become aware we're anxious, we've stepped out of the winds, we've stepped out of the storm. Whenever we turn our mind to the body, we've stepped out of the storm. We're not stopping it. We're giving it time and space to blow itself out when it's ready. As you do this practice, sometimes you'll get relief. You'll notice that the winds die down. The adrenaline fueling the thoughts and symptoms dissipates, and that's great. Sometimes you won't notice it. But remember, this is unpleasant, it's not serious, so we don't have to stop thoughts, symptoms. The energy will always dissipate at some point, sometimes during practice, sometimes later on, sometimes for a long period, sometimes for a short period, a moment here, a day there. Setbacks, and when the storm of anxiety rages again, the old neural pathways of worry, hypervigilance, activating, that's all. It's normal. Habits have to take a while to dissipate, to change. We've got lots of good habits that we don't want to lose. The body doesn't know if it's a useful habit or just an existing habit, such as anxiety. And now we know it's not serious, we can start to allow it as we anchor ourselves in the present moment. Go loose, slow down. Allow the storm to blow itself out. Nothing else you need to be doing. We can scan our body, letting the feet go loose, legs go loose, stomach go loose, shoulders drop, arms going loose, jaw opening slightly, muscles around the eyes letting go. If we're moving about, walking slow, talking slow, not trying to get rid of anything, not waiting for symptoms to go, but doing the opposite. We're allowing them, allowing symptoms to burn out, thoughts to come up as often as they want, for as long as they want, as we gently turn our mind to the body. Going loose. Just letting it all happen as best we can. Won't be perfect. This is just practice. The more we do it, the easier it gets. The more we do it, we fear the storm less. The more we enter willingly into the storm, the setback, the sooner it will dissipate without us needing it to dissipate. So as your symptoms rage or flow, the thoughts flow. Enter that metaphorical storm as willingly as possible. If the clouds want to come with you to work, that's okay. Take the storm to dinner if you want. You can allow tension in the background as we continue to live our lives. At some point, we'll just forget about the storm. We won't notice it. It will blow itself out. We might drift off to sleep if we're at home in bed. If you're watching TV, just letting the winds blow around you. As you turn your mind back to watching TV, reading a book, going loose in the background. We don't have to focus on symptoms, thoughts. We're not denying or pretending they're not there. We know that they're there, but they're just fueled by adrenaline. So we don't have to take them seriously. We can just allow them as best we can. When in doubt, allow, slow down, go loose, and enter the anxiety storm, the setback storm, as willingly as possible. Going through the process of change, old habits will always try to reassert themselves with any skill, including the new skill of anxiety recovering, including the new skill of allowing. The old hypervigilance neural pathways will activate, and it just means it's more time, more chances, more opportunities to practice. The more we practice over time, the easier it gets. So enter that storm as willingly as possible. Sooner or later, you'll find yourself in the eye of the storm. Enjoying some peace for however long it lasts. Energy fueling symptoms and thoughts will always dissipate. So for the next few minutes, just letting it all happen. Imagine the thoughts and symptoms as winds blowing freely. Unpleasant at times, but ultimately not serious. By willingly entering the storm, you're seeing through the bluff of anxiety. The more we enter the storm, the harder it is for the nervous system to release adrenaline to fuel the setback. The more we allow, go loose, slow down, the harder it is for your nervous system to stay on alert, to react. Just doing your best. Sometimes it will feel easy, sometimes hard. We can't get this wrong. Just the attempt is enough. When in doubt, go loose, allow, slow down. Allow yourself to reset. Take a breath. And enter the storm as willingly as possible. You're doing really well. It's allowing the body to breathe in its own rhythm. As you let the winds blow around you as you're in the eye of the storm. So, as we come to the end of this practice, play it again. If that helps, continue to go loose. Continue to allow the winds of change to blow as you go about your day, as you continue to rest. Knowing that you've helped your nervous system learn to let go. And relief will always come in its own time when it's ready. So go gently, go slow, and I wish you all the very best.